must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Along the Watchtower from Electric Ladyland, engineered by Eddie Kramer.
Well, the only thing that really stuck out in my mind was the fact that Dave Mason played acoustic guitar on it, which was kind of unusual. I mean, Dave was a friend of Jimmy's in those days, and it took a while to cut the track because it was so unusual, but it was never finished in England. It was taken to the States, and then we overdubbed. It started as a four-track, then ended up in the United States as a 12-track tape after being transferred. So by the time it actually got finished, it went through quite a few stages.
Dylan was an inspiration to Jimmy in more ways than one. There was his songwriting, of course. That was the obvious connection. But there was also his singing. Jimmy figured, not unreasonably, that if Dylan could get away with being a singer, lousy voice and all, then so could he. Even though he was never really comfortable with his singing, as Eddie explains.
An interesting thing that he would do when he would sing, he refused to have anybody look at him. He thought he had the worst voice in the world, and he didn't want me to look at him or Chaz to look at him. For all the years that I worked with him, I had to construct a special C-shaped series of screens around him, and he would face the other way. And then after the vocal take, he'd poke his head around the corner and say, "Was that all right?" And I'd say, "That was wonderful, Jimmy. You know, you can do another one, or try this little line here a little differently." "Oh, okay." And he would constantly ask, "Is this good enough? Is my vocal performance good enough? I'm such a terrible singer."